So this week on Ask Bob, we're going to spotlight a varietal, and you know, with warmer weather here in the Northwest, it seems all the rage to go find a bottle of rosé. And so for our Rosé 101, I thought we'd ask Bob, what exactly is rosé? Does it count as a red or a white?
As a rosé. Ah, yes. Rosé is just blazing hot right now globally. Not just here in the Northwest or in the U.S., but rosé is hot. And it's made all over the world from so many different grape varieties. And remember, there are a couple of different ways to make rosé, okay? You can... Let's step back and say that the color of the grape is where? It's in the skin and not in the juice. So you can make rosé from red grapes, and you can make rosé from white grapes if you add red grapes to it.
Gotcha.
Okay? So you can blend white grapes and red grapes together in the fermenter. Not typically done that way. You can make red wine and then add white wine back to it, or white wine and add red wine to it. Not typically done that way. But the way to make great rosé is to take red grapes and keep the skins in contact with the juice for a very short period. I'm talking about a matter of hours, sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 12. After 24 hours, 48 hours, you're starting to absorb a lot more color from the grape skin into your juice. And what we simply do is put the red grapes, once they're crushed, into the fermenter. And after you hit that desired point, whether it's 8 or 12 hours later, you quickly remove the juice from the grape skins and you wind up with rosé.
What do you think is the appeal of rosé? Is it the fact that it's the best of both worlds? It's a little bit white, a little bit red? I don't quite understand the appeal other than I can drink it chilled and nobody will give me funny looks.
You're talking to a guy who thinks that all wine would be red if it could. So it's tough for me. I don't drink a whole lot of rosé. I like it. I enjoy it. But I typically will go for very definitive wines from a particular region. Rosé plays a great role for people's pleasure during the summertime. Barbecue, chilled, like you said, and you get a little bit of the tannin from a red wine to stand up to your grilled burgers or steak or salmon. But you also get that refreshing summertime beverage. It's crisp, it's clean, it's alive, it's got lots of tension from the white grapes.
Okay. And just real quick, what type of grapes are best for rosé, in your opinion? What are most people here in the Northwest using to make their rosé? I saw a rosé of Pinot Noir the other day on the shelf.
So many grapes. In fact, all red grapes can be technically made into it. For me, the real standouts are Grenache, which is light-skinned anyway, and it easily produces a beautiful rosé. Pinot Noir rosé is very good. Sangiovese. Some Cabernet Franc rosés, especially in the Loire Valley of France. Cabernet Sauvignon, yeah, you can do it. I've even seen Nebbiolo rosés, which, boy, you got to be careful because there's so much astringency in Nebbiolo that you got to be careful. But, you know, play, experiment, get a good source from a sommelier or a wine steward on the floor at the grocery store and play with rosé.